There will likely be a petition drive to reverse the new oil tax bill passed by the legislature last night. A number of the people who campaigned against Senate Bill 21 had a strategy meeting today at Democratic Party headquarters. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
It has apparently been planned for a while. Longtime activist Ray Metcalf was busy putting out a mass email within hours of the passage of the oil tax bill. It contained a copy of the bill and an application to be a sponsor of a petition drive for what he calls a referendum to repeal it. A noon meeting took place around a large conference room table with a teleconference phone. The door would be opened with each new visitor, but any members of the press were shooed away. Through the noon hour, a flow of activists continued to show up and join the session. Among them was Vic Fisher, one of the authors of the state constitution. A quarrel over the constitutionality of a petition drive to repeal a bill involving the legislative power of appropriation is likely. Also in the room was longtime oil industry analyst Jack Roderick and Malcolm Roberts, who headed up the organization Backbone's campaign against the oil tax bill, which ended up passing the Senate unchanged from the House substitute. The organizers of the petition drive will first need 100 sponsors, and then, if they get by the Attorney General and the Lieutenant Governor, they will have 90 days to try to get 31,000 valid signatures in order to get the repeal on the ballot. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.